To show Andy how to view a specific case, click the highlighted case number. The case details screen for that case displays. The primary tab displays at the top of the screen, showing the number of the case you selected. A highlights panel shows key information about the case, including the case subject and description, the case owner, the case status and severity level, and the assigned skill group. This snapshot of the case and the related customer account makes it easy for Andy to see important information at a glance. The center panel shows the case detail. The information in this panel is organized into a number of sections, such as contact and account information, description information, case category, case activity, case escalation information, and more. Andy can scroll down to see all of the case detail sections. To help Andy locate some of the frequently used components of the case detail screen, there are several links. Clicking on any link jumps to that section. There are also several buttons in the case detail panel, which are publisher actions that Andy can take for the case. Let's click on a few to help Andy learn more. Click the Edit button. The case edit screen displays, and Andy can change information about the case at any point in the case management process, such as the status, the severity level, or support level. He can also revise the customer's contact and account information, the description for the case, the case category, the case activity, case escalation information, and more. Note that some fields are marked with a red bar, which indicates that they are required fields. Now click the Cancel button to return to the case detail screen. The Delete function is not available to Andy. Click the Close Case button. Andy can use the Close Case screen to enter the information that is required to close the case. He can also enter any relevant notes and even create a knowledge article that will help other agents who might need to work a case with the same issue or question. Now click the Cancel button to return to the case detail screen. Click the New Case Comment button. Andy can select a case comment template from a list box on this screen, depending on what kind of comment he might want to enter. For now, however, we won't select any templates. Click the Next button. The Case Comment Edit screen displays fields for Andy to enter the comment. Click the Cancel button to return to the Case Detail screen. Andy can see information about the case in either of two views, the Case Detail view or the Feeds view. So far, we've been looking at the Case Detail view. Andy can also view a consolidated list of all the activities that have been taken on it by selecting the Feeds view of the case. He will use these two icons to control which view he wants to see at any time. Click the Feed icon at the top of the case information panel to show Andy this view of the case. Andy can see that the Highlights panel at the top of the screen remains, but there are now some different items on the screen. All of the activities for this case display, including changes to the case status, updates, emails, and posts. There are several actions that Andy can take from this screen. These actions, also called publishers, include creating a community post, updating a case, creating a post, logging a call, and several more. Let's click on each one to help Andy learn more. Click the Community button. A field displays for Andy to enter a public message to the customer contact for the case. If Andy wants to send this message to the customer, he should remember to uncheck the checkbox next to Send Email so that the customer won't receive both the community post and an email with the same message. Now click the Update Case button. The Update Case screen displays a field for Andy to enter case updates, such as changing the status or security level as he is working a case. Click the Post button. A field displays for Andy to enter a message about the case and share it with members of the Salesforce team. Click the Log a Call button. Andy will use this area to enter his notes from a call to a customer about the case. Now click the More button. A list of other actions that Andy can take for the case displays, including sending an email or thank you note, adding a file, attaching a relevant link, creating a poll, or asking a question. Now click the List icon to return to the case details screen. On the left side of the screen is a panel with several tabs at the top. This panel provides a means to view summary information about the case and related record details. Let's click on each tab to show Andy what he can see in this panel. We'll expand the panel so that we can see all the tabs more easily. Now you can see all of the tabs. The Overview tab is selected by default, and the panel displays summary information about the account for which this case has been entered, Arkham House Publishing, including the company name, account owner, success plan, edition, and other details. Andy can scroll down the panel to see more of what's included here. Now let's click the SHI tab. Andy can see some special handling notes about Arkham House Publishing. Special handling instructions provide information about human, technical, or organizational information that a success agent should consider in working with the customer. For example, a customer may want us to communicate only with the person who has been designated as the primary contact. It will be important for Andy to check for special handling instructions when he's working a case. Now click the Overview tab. As you know, this tab displays summary information about the account. You can see that several items on the screen are underlined. This shows that they are linked to expanded data, and when Andy clicks on them, they will display that additional data on screen. Let's show Andy how this works. Click Arkham House Publishing. Details about this account will display in the center panel, and Andy can either scroll down to find information he wants, or click on the links to jump to the relevant sections. Now click the Case Details tab. Summarized information about the case, including the subject and description, the severity level, the priority, and other information displays. This gives Andy a quick overview of the case without the need to look through the Case Details section. Now, click the Contact Details tab. Details about the case contact display here, including the contact name, role, phone, fax, email, and other information. This will help Andy find contact information for the case quickly and easily. Now click the Account Details tab. Summary details about the account display, including the account owner, the Salesforce edition, and success plan, among other things. Now click the X to close the account details display in the center of the screen. And the case detail section displays again in the center panel. We'll collapse the left-hand panel now so that we can see other parts of the screen more easily. The right-hand panel provides a means to locate information that Andy can use to find a solution to the case issue. We'll expand the panel to see more of its contents. There are several tabs at the top of the panel, and we'll click on each one to show Andy how the information in this panel is organized. First, click the Milestones tab. There are no milestones for this case, but a case may have milestones that a success agent needs to keep in mind while working the case. And this section of the panel is a quick way to locate them. Now, click the Knowledge tab. As Andy works on the resolution for a case, he can find helpful information from a number of sources: knowledge articles, ideas, answers to questions, and known issues. But searching for relevant items can take time. The Related Content section, however, automatically displays items that relate to the wording of the case subject. Each is marked with an icon that identifies its information category. The list defaults to All, so it will include all of the types of content that are relevant to the case Andy is working on. But Andy can limit the items that are displayed by clicking the appropriate icon, showing only articles, for example, or only known issues. Andy can select any of the items to attach to a case so that the information may be shared with the customer or provided to another agent for assistance. Now click the Attached Content tab. There is no attached content for this case so far, but if Andy had found an article with information that would help resolve the case, he could have attached it. Information about that item would be shown in this area. Now, click the Knowledge tab again. The items that relate to the wording of the case subject display again. Andy can scroll down the list to review the items that have been suggested automatically to see if any are relevant to a solution for the case. If he finds an article that he wants to attach to the case, he can click the Attach button. But if he wants to look at more items, he can click the small expansion icon at the top of the column. Do that for Andy now. The center panel now displays a larger list of items with filter options to narrow Andy's search. Since this case is about an email distribution problem, we'll show Andy how to use the search function to find more information. We've entered the keywords email distribution in the search box. And we'll check the documentation filter to limit the search to only technical documentation. Now click the search button to start the search for Andy. Several items have displayed in the list, and Andy can scroll down to see if he can find one that provides some information that will help him find a resolution to the case. There is a document that seems to have information that will help Andy, so let's click the Attach button to attach it to the case for him. Now click the X to close the related content section of the screen. When the case details screen displays again, you can see that the item has been attached to the case. The related content panel can save Andy a lot of time in locating information items that will help him resolve a case, so he will probably use it often. As we've seen, the layout of the case details screen makes it really easy for Andy to see the information he needs to verify case information, accept ownership of the case, work the case, escalate it if necessary, and close the case, all from the case detail. And at any time, he can click the linked items to drill down for further information if he needs it. Now click Next to continue the course.